Bob Neal reporting WKNR News. A 16-year-old Detroit girl killed by lightning this afternoon while at Loon Lake in Wixom. The UAW says it'll reveal full details of its guaranteed annual income demand tomorrow. Detroit Edison has agreed to change some power systems in Detroit in an effort to reduce air pollution. Because of problems raising money for private fact-finding, the Detroit police dispute may wind up in the hand of state mediators. Police looking for a second suspect in that $92,000 fraud against the National Bank of Detroit. Israel accused Egypt of violating the latest UN ceasefire by trying to hit an Israeli vehicle with mortar fire. Trains began rolling again across the nation today. There were holdout among some lines in the south and southwest. President Johnson named Senator Wayne Morse to head a mediation panel to try to work out an agreement between the railroads and six shopcraft unions. WKNR weather, occasional thunder showers tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight 60. Present temperature 67. WKNR Neighborhood Note, the 14th annual Manchester Chicken Broil will be held on Thursday beginning at 4:30 p.m. on the athletic field, sponsored by the Optimus Club and J.C. This is WKNR News.
I think one of the chickens is loose here in the station.
More music with Chicken Riggins.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
Don't get your feathers ruffled, kid.